Father, we thank you for this evening. We thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for the privilege to come again in your word and to receive what you've already provided for us. We appreciate it. Holy Spirit, guide us in all truth. Show us things that we do not know. Just give us the wisdom to be everything you called us to be. We thank you for it. We honor you. We praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Luke chapter 15. We got both classes together. Put your finger there before we go there. Go to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 is a beautiful thing, understanding grace. Somebody close that door. It's a beautiful thing, understanding grace and understanding the point of it all, understanding how it works. We know we've been learning, and the apostles have been teaching us about we're saved by grace through faith. Everybody say, by grace. I'm going to say it again. Say, by grace through faith. The problem we know over the years, the problem has been the separation of the two. We've been knowing about grace and we've been knowing about faith, but we didn't know what they had to do with each other. We knew we needed both of them. We knew we had both of them, but we didn't know both of them needed to connect in order for the power to function, in order for us to really manifest the things that God has already provided. So it's already done. So it's a powerful thing to understand that by grace through faith. So in order for me to receive whatever God has for me already, has to be by faith. It's not by anything but by faith. The Bible said, the just shall live by faith. And so without faith, it's impossible to please God. What pleases God the most is you receiving what he's already done for you. I believe what pleases God the most, well, as a matter of fact, I know what pleases God the most, the fact that he went as far as to give his only son and to pay that type of price and to do that type of thing, it shows me that what pleases him the most is for us to receive what he's already done by faith. Everybody say, receive. By faith. Come on, say it again, receive. By faith. Say it again, receive. By faith. Remember, I didn't say go get by faith. I said receive. All right, it's already done. A lot of times we've been trying to get faith and go work your faith and go make things happen. How you gonna make something happen that's already happened already? Jesus wasn't lying when he said it was finished. All right. But I wanna talk to you tonight. I had a good talk with my staff here at the office this morning. I think this is a good message. You know, we're in school, and so this is not your run of the mill Sunday school class. And I think this is a little extra than normal. This is a little extra than going to church. All y'all still got to go to midweek wherever you go and go to Sunday service. But this is called advanced learning. When you come to training center, it's advanced teaching. You know what I'm saying? We even made sure the verbiage was right so you knew it just wasn't for preachers. I tell people, if you want to advance your learning about God, school is for you. But that being said, there's some steps and some things you got to do to be all that God calls you. But you know, the scripture says, and I think it's in Luke 19, it says, and I'm reading, I'm looking at it right now, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. And for so many times, we thought that the lost people were sinners. We thought the lost people were outside the walls. We thought the lost people wasn't at ministry school. We're not the lost people. Not us. Because we at school. I be at church. I got perfect attendance. Amen. I be at prayer. I do all the things that's required of me as a good Christian. Amen. Sometimes we don't see the manifestation we should, though. It doesn't matter any setting we're in. Every time you say that, it gets quiet. You pray. And you read, don't you? Yes, sir. And you be at church. You living right, ain't you? Yeah. Well, I ain't seen no manifestation. Not like I should. God has been good, amen. Amen. God has been good, amen. But what I should be, what I should be seeing, I know the price that was paid, so I know what it was worth, so I know what should be going on. There's some things I'm struggling with that I shouldn't be. Are there some things that should be, seek and save that which is lost? And so years ago, I realized that when somebody's lost, that means they don't know where they are or where they're going. Huh? Yes, and now it's not, we religiousized it because we thought lost was Christian or non-Christian. But now, you mean tell me I could be a Christian and still be lost? Well, do you know where you're going? Or do you know where you are? The first rule in following a map is what? Find out where you are. If you don't know where you are, you lost from jump. If you don't know where you are, if you don't know who you are lost. So Romans 12, verse 3, and I got to read this first, and then we'll go over to what I really want to go. And I just start off verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Verse 3, for I say through the what? Grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself. And now sometimes I skip of himself because it's in italicizing there. Not to think more highly than he ought to think. But to think how? Soberly. Why? According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. So what that's telling me is everybody got the measure of faith. So I shouldn't be thinking more highly of myself than I ought to think. Right? Because God has given everybody the measure of faith. In other words, I've given you access to receive from that grace. Because remember, faith, we save by grace through faith. Without going through faith, we cannot receive what has been. No matter how big the thing was that was bought for us. It doesn't matter how much wants to be poured out. If I don't do it by faith, I cannot receive. There is no way around the principle. I must receive by faith. Say it.
I must receive.
There's no way around the principle. You say it. Say it. There's no way around the principle. I like it. Luke chapter 15. I showed me something. And this is not a new thing. And I don't think it'll take me very long to get the point across. This is not a new scriptures, some of our favorite, we read it. Luke chapter 15, verse 11. I want you to find you in here. And I'll tell you something about where we are. Luke chapter 15, verse 11, and for the sake of context, I'll read. And he said, a certain man had two sons. He's talking about Jesus. Jesus is giving a parable right here. Y'all with me? Verse 12, and the younger of them said to his father, give me the portion of my goods that fall to me. And he divided into to them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey to a far country. And there wasted his substance was riotous living. We're familiar with what story this is, right? Mm-hmm. Verse 14. And when he had spent all that, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And he went in and joined himself a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed the swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. Y'all see now he's about to eat with the pigs. Y'all see this, right? We know the story. The boy come and said, I want what's due to me. Can I get my portion? Mm-hmm. And so he gave it to him because it was his portion. About to eat with the pigs. Verse 17, and I got in parentheses right above this, is a nice commentary Bible. It says the repentance. It says when he came to himself, all right, when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare and I perish with hunger. Okay, so what's going on? Right now, my father's servants eating better than I'm doing right now. They got bread and something to spare. And I'm up here. Be hungry, come to yourself. He remember who he is. I will arise and go to my father. Now, he still knows his father. I will arise and go to my father and say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. Now, I found out something about sin. We know the wages of sin is. The Bible says he who commits sin is of the devil. Now, that'll mess you up if you don't really understand what the Greek is saying. It really means he who's committed to sin. In other words, when you're looking at it, it says he's committed. Because he who commits sin is of the devil. Everybody of the devil. Who can be saved then, Lord? Right? Well, of the devil? That's like way over there. You're not a sinner. You're the devil, right? That's all right, Lord. So who are the devil? No, he said who's committed to sin. Who's committed? Who's committed? The wages of sin. Your wages, that means you're going to work. You clocking in. Right? You every day, 8 to 4, you in there. Committed. You see what I'm saying? You're committed. The wages of sin, all right? But I found out something about sin. Sin doesn't make God change. Sin doesn't even affect God. It's you. Now, this is not where I'm going, but I got to go here first since we're here in the message. What sin will do to you is it makes you lower than you are and gives you a non-covenant mindset towards God. God always loves you no matter what. God loves doesn't change. We know that, right? Right? His love doesn't falter, doesn't change. It doesn't matter what you do. He does not change. He is God all alone by himself and does not change. So now what sin does is sin affects us. Sin doesn't affect God. If God acted off of whether we sinned or not, right? If he decided what to do, listen to what I'm saying, whether we sinned or not, then sin would be the boss. And sin would dictate to God. But that's the case because it's already done. Everybody say it's already done. Come on, say it again. Say it's already done. Come on, say it again. It's already done. So because it's already done, God is not changing his mind and taking stuff back. So what sin does to you is it gives you a lower mindset. It gives you, they call it the sin consciousness, right? It gives you, we hid because we was afraid. And we put on this because we was naked. Well, who told you was naked? Who told you something was wrong with you? God coming looking for you in the garden. So it gives you I know. I remember there's a set of people that's preaching the grace message, and they said 1 John 1 and 9 doesn't apply to us. Anybody know what 1 John 1 and 9 said? If you confess them. He's faithful, just, you see him, if you confess your sin, that wasn't for you, that ain't for you. You ain't got to confess no more. He was talking to the agnostics. He started getting all deep and all that, right? He talking to some other people. They ain't talking to y'all. You ain't got to confess your sin. Well, see, here's why you need to be able to confess your sins. See, if I do, now listen, all right, we're talking about God, but if I do you wrong, just if I do you wrong, right? Then, and I know I did you wrong. I know I messed up. I know the next thing could come out of my mouth when I see you is I'm sorry. But if I don't do it, then I'm avoiding you now. I go hide. Adam and Eve, right? I go hide. Now I'm avoiding you. Now there may be something that should be there in the connection, but I'm avoiding you because I don't know how you feel about what I did. You may not even be thinking about it. You ever had that situation one time where you did something time and they ain't even thinking about you? Then they say, oh, you know what? You come back and say, oh, I'm so sorry I feel, but you've been feeling bad for weeks now. Oh, I didn't even know you had did anything, right? I wasn't even tripping about that. I didn't even see you turn your nose up like that. Right? God is like, because you know, God, he just loves you regardless. So the confession is for you. So now when I confess, it's me getting myself together with God. I know he loved me, but I'm not going to abuse his love for me. I'm going to confess. You know, Lord, listen, I know you saw it already. I know you knew it before I did it. I know you knew. But I just want to acknowledge that I'm sorry. I just want to, I want to let you know that I know. I want to make a confession. I want to confess before you that I'm sorry. So you know that my heart ain't seared. So you know that I'm not taking you for granted. So you know that I just don't think I could do whatever I want to do when I want to do it. I appreciate the price that was paid. Now God don't change though. God not even, you know, I found out what a braided, I said the other day, I found out what a braided mean. James 1 and 5, any man lack wisdom to ask of God who get lured. I thought I knew what braided was. I was saying all kind of deep stuff that I thought I knew what it was. Yeah, it just mean it wasn't tied up, you know, braided or whatever, right? I'm saying all kinds of, it says, it means, a braided means, God don't, he don't hold it against you that you don't know. He don't tell you, look at you, you should have known. How long you been in here? How long you been at church? You should have got some wisdom already. No, he don't do it. God is not like that. The enemy has allowed ourselves to paint God in a certain picture. And so we can't know him as the lover that he is. The lover that he is. He is love. I mean, that's him. Like, ain't no love without God. Y'all get that? So it's consistent and always that way. So when you repent, when you confess, that's for your mindset, for your sake of mind. So you get back into right standing, right? Now, as far as God is concerned, you're already there. But you got to deal with your renew your mind, right? So here he is, this is repentance. He said, I come as well. So now what sinner do is take you from a son mindset to a servant mindset. There's in Galatians, this is not real I want to give. I got somewhere else I'm going. But just stick with me while I'm here. In Galatians, it says the heir differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Let me see if I can find this scripture. I want to make sure I got the right Galatians chapter 4, and you ain't got to go there. I'm going to read it to you. It says, now I say that the heir, as long as he's a child, different nothing for nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. So now the heir and a servant, the son and a servant, the son and a servant. Remember, sin makes you like a servant, although you are a son. So now you're approaching God in this oh me, oh my mentality and not like you belong there. Now, when you're pro, oh God, if thou canst, no. Stop begging and whining and enslaving. Oh master, if you just, no, stop. I hate when they pray like that. Who you think you talking to? Where you think we at on the plantation? Where you think we at? Are y'all understanding me? So that sin got you. Oh Lord, if you can. Oh Father, if you can. And all you want to do is break out, wait in the water. If I don't hear all that, let's go on. Here we are in a new place now. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I have been redeemed. Say it. Come on, say it. I have been redeemed. Come on, say it again. Say, I have been redeemed. I have been redeemed. I am righteous right now. Because he's righteous, I'm righteous. Are y'all understanding me? Because of what he's done. Now y'all gotta excuse me. All right. Y'all gonna excuse me? Don't piss on the payment. just use it on it. I don't care. The payment, the price that was paid. The price that was paid. How the price that was paid. Different nothing but a servant, though he be Lord of all. And it just talks about, and I want to go back and read this again, read it a little bit more. But it says, it's Galatians chapter 4. It says, but is under tutors and governors until the appointed time of the Father. And it goes on. I don't have time. I'm going to go on a whole nother. Okay, I'll read it, Lord. But as under tutors and governors in the time appointed of the Father. Verse 3, even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Verse 5, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Verse 7, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God, how? Through Christ. Back. Come on, let's go back to Luke, all right? So we're in a different place, ain't we? I see the scripture say we're in a different place, ain't we?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. We're not just servants. All right. Now one of the number one attributes of a son is servanthood. A lot of people want to be sons and don't want to serve. All right. There's no such thing as being a son without being a servant. Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
A lot of people want all the accolades and they don't want to do none of the dirty work. Somebody said, I'm a minister one time. Yeah, I'm a minister. We had time that we signed up for cleanup. We had signed up for cleanup. We had different groups cleaning up for camp meeting, different things. So it's y'all night. No, I'm minister such and such. Yeah, catch this towel. Catch this loafer and catch this toilet right quick. Get your life together. What's going on? They say even Jesus thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but had no reputation, and formed himself even as a servant. Though he be. But Jesus did something for us that's an amazing thing. I know y'all. When I say that, y'all think about the beating in the cross, and praise the Lord for the beating in the cross and the dying. But Jesus on this earth for them 3 years eliminated all excuses. He eliminated all reasons for you to be bigoted about anything. He eliminated all reasons for you to think under yourself than you should. He eliminated all reasons for why you shouldn't pray more. He eliminated all reasons why you shouldn't work more. He eliminated all the reasons why you figure you're not supposed to do something that you thought you wasn't supposed to do. Tonight he's a servant. So we come back. So now I went out here sinning and made me a servant. But I'm just a servant. I forgot my sonship. This boy didn't even think. We're back in Luke 15. This boy didn't even think about going back and say, hey, Dad, do you love me? He had that mindset. What do you think about that? He said, I'm going to go back. I know what them servants be eating. It's better than what I'm eating with these pigs right now. Verse 20, he arose and came to his father, but when he was yet a great way off, I love this, the father saw him and had compassion before he said a word. Come on now. Before he said a word, he saw him afar off and ran and fell on his. So now here we go. The boy coming to ask to get a job. I know I messed up. I know I got my. That wasn't what I was supposed to do. Clearly it wasn't what I was supposed to do because it ran out. Clearly it wasn't what I was supposed to be because it didn't last. I messed up. I'm on my way home to tell him I messed up. He didn't saw me. We only love God because it's not because we love God, but it's because he, So he saw him from afar off and come running and then fell on his neck. We thought it supposed to be the other way around. We supposed to be begging. No, he coming, fell on his neck. Saw him from afar off and kissed him and said, son, and the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight am no more worthy to be called thy son. Uh-oh. But the father said to his servants, bring forth the best robe, not just a robe, and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand, and shoes on his feet, start clothing him, and bring hither the fatted calf, not just the calf, it's the best one, and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead, and is alive again, he was lost, and is found, and they began to be married. Now, really, then they realized they didn't have a conversation here. Tell me what you was doing out in them streets, boy. Write down all the stuff you were doing out in them streets. Come on, come on. You better tell me what you did in them streets. Where you lost your money at? Bang, that conversation ain't in there. That's not, I'm looking, that conversation not written in there. And they began to be married. Verse 24. Praise God for that, amen. Praise God for redemption, right? Thank God that he's faithful and just to forgive us, right? You know, he just take us in like ain't nothing, right? Verse 25. Now his elder son was in the field. He where he supposed to be. He was at class tonight. The elder brother was at class. Younger brother was out there wasting his living. Elder brother was at class. He was at church on time. He was in the field doing what he was supposed to do. The other son was in the field, and he came and drew nigh to the house, and he heard music and dancing. Verse 26. And he called one of the servants. He called him over because he knew he was a son. He knew he was a son, didn't he? He called, come here, servant. Let me talk to you. And asked what these things meant. Why are we having a party tonight? Nobody told me we was having a party. We didn't even have this on the schedule. What is going on? Come on, come on. We all in living by the book tonight. Come on. We didn't have this on the docket tonight. You know. What's going on? He coming in from work and they partying. And he said to him, "Now brother is come, and thy father is killed the fatted calf, because he received them safe and sound." Verse 28. And he was. It's just mad, ain't you? And would not go in. Wouldn't go in because he's mad. You'll find out why he's mad in a second. Therefore, his father came out. Came his father out. Well, the father's something, boy. But the father's something. Grace. Everybody say grace. Grace. Thank God for grace. Everybody say thank God for grace. Grace is in front of you, behind you, on your right and on your left, and all the way around you. No matter where you turn, the grace of God and the love of God. Who what can separate us from the love of God? The Bible talking about neither breadth nor length, nor depth nor height. Nobody, you can't even comprehend how much the love of God is. It's everywhere for you. Yeah. You won't go in, he come out to you. Yeah. He said he wouldn't go in. He mad. Wouldn't go in. And his father, and came his father out and entreated him. What's wrong with you? And he answered his father, "Lo, these many years do I serve thee. Neither transgressed I at any time thy commandment." Uh-oh, now you pointing fingers. "Yet thou never gavest me a kid." Now, first of all, he messed up right there. Because he didn't get a boy a kid, he gave him a fatty calf. So now you're thinking, now you're telling on yourself, thinking lower than y'all two already. "That I might make merry with my friends." I won't play with my friends, Lord. I won't have a party. You ain't never threw no party for me. You know that's how the older siblings be for the younger ones sometimes. I remember being the youngest sibling for about 7 years of my life. And there came old Darnell. And life changed forever. Right, I used to be the chosen child. Now I'm the one in the middle. I'm in the purgatory. I don't know where I'm at. I ain't the oldest. Where I fit in at? So usually, you know, the younger one always get the privilege. Yep, that's right. The younger one, he get the least amount of whoopings. Yeah. The younger one get the most. I remember me and Leroy Jr. And we're all 7 years apart. Leroy Jr. is 7 years older than me, and then Donnell is 7 years younger than me. So I remember we used to go get video games, me and Leroy Jr. used to go get the little Nintendo games, and we'd get one or two. Had to wait till Christmas to open them. Well, I'll never forget, boy. Y'all can see it's on my heart. I'll never forget. Well, we go to the store. That's so funny. We go to the store and Apostle walk in. Things are a little different now. It's not like when we was, you know. Now it's a little different. Things are a little better. He walk in and just bought all the games on the shelf. I said, I wanted all the games. Why couldn't I get all the games, right? And the older boy be mad. He'd be upset. The older boy think he deserves something because he older. The older boy think he deserves a little bit more because he been there a little longer. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes,
you better catch a revelation. And yet thou never gave me a kid that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this thy son, he say his brother. Look at that. Look how he talking. As soon as this, you know what I'm saying? Come on, y'all with me, all right? I'm back here. I'm out here working. I'm doing my job. Soon, he didn't come back. Smelling like pig. Come on. He started going hard. Soon as that's our servants come back, we just devour thy living with harlots. We ain't hear nothing. We ain't reading about the son having harlots. He really trying to put him out there, ain't he? Come on, we laughing, we gonna find us. And thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. Verse 31. And he said to his son, thou art ever with me. And all that I have is thine. It was meet that we should make merry and be glad, for this thy brother was dead and is alive again, and was lost and is found. Son, thou art ever with me. Son, thou art ever with me. And some of what I have is thine. There's certain days you can get a little bit. I'm holding a little bit for you till later on. No, he said all. You ever, two things in there, ever and all. You ever with me, all is thine. Look, come on. You're ever with me. Y'all put it down. So you because you put it in your prayer, you put it in your confession time. You can remind yourself. Thou art. Son, thou art ever with me. And all that I have is thine. That's powerful. Son, thou art ever with me. And all that I have is thine. I'm gonna say it again. Son, thou art ever with me. And all that I have is thine. Everything that I got is yours. So praise God. We've all been prodigal before. Come on. Hey, amen. Come on. Can't get it. Amen. Come on. Come on. We forget what prodigal means. Well, prodigal? What is that? No. We've all been prodigal before. Some of us ain't last time being prodigal. We got to come back and forgive us again, huh? Amen. Thank God. Thank God he loves us. So he came back. But this boy here in the house, once you find yourself, he at the house. He came to school on time. He was at school every week, perfect attendance. He passed the test. He at least made B's. B's or C's on the exams, right? But he was here. Boy was here. He was there. He's coming to prayer, taking us, he's doing all the stuff he's supposed to do. And the Lord told me the other day, he said, but that boy was over in Romans 12, he was thinking more highly of himself than he ought to think. I said, well, no, Lord, no. I said, no, because I was just Caleb. I said, no, Lord. I said, well, you know, no, Lord, right? Like, you know, I started giving him my revelations. You got to shut up sometimes. You know you ain't got no revelation unless he reveals something to you, right? And even if you thought someone was a revelation at the time, when he reveals something else about that revelation that's really more revelational, then what you had, just go ahead and receive it, right? He thought, and I'm like, no, he didn't know better. He didn't know better. No. No, 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 no. The Lord said, no, no, no. No, he said he thought more highly than he ought to think. He thought he was good because he was inside. He thought it was all good. He thought he was doing everything that he needed to do. He thought he was, he thought he had all his I's dotted and the T's crossed. He thought that he was doing enough so he wasn't pushing anymore. And so now, although he's inside, although he's coming to service, and although he's coming to midweek, when some people don't come to midweek, right? And although he's coming to ministry school, and although he's getting up and praying, he's in the field. He's still not reaping what he's supposed to be reaping. He still got a kid mentality instead of a fatted calf mentality. Are y'all with me? Now, kid mentality, you know that can go both ways too, because the kid, you still got a mentality like a child. Right. Remember, the servant, the heir, different nothing but a servant, because as long as he's a child. Thank God did all that on purpose. You know, we know we say kid. He still had this mentality, why, God, why you ain't do this for me? I'm in the house. What I'm going to get? Why I ain't never got nothing? Why ain't nothing happened to me? Why you ain't, here we go. Why, oh God, why you ain't do it for me yet? Okay, well, what Grace said, Grace says already. Could it possibly be that you're not reaping more, or not seeing more, because you're thinking more highly? Like you think that you're doing enough? I talked to some people today, and I had to get with it because many times we are that way. We think we're doing enough. Ain't no such thing. Ain't no such thing. I prayed enough today. What is that? I talked prayer. What is prayer? Talking to God, huh? Communicating with God, huh? I talked to God enough today. Where's that line? Where's that enough line? Huh? Everybody say pressure.
Pressure.
I'm going to say it again. Say pressure.
Pressure.
Come on, pressure. Putting that pressure on. We thought we were somewhere, then we're going to go a little further than where we was. What's really enough? So now we sitting in the house, and we're not even functioning. I'm not even pushing the issue. Even though you are a son, you ready? Even though you are a son and know you are a son, you still should push like a servant.
Uh-oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, even though, see what God is a balancing act. You got to, you know I'm a raw priesthood, but I know I ain't good enough either. Right? I know he loved me that much, but I also know that I'm unlovable a lot of times. You never really know how much God loves you until you've been unlovable. That's a balancing. It's keep it balanced. Everybody say balance. Everybody say balance. Come on, keep it balanced, because it'll go to your head if you didn't have to do no servanthood. All right, watch this. Watch this. So we don't want to push the issue. Now, Jesus Christ, the Lord of all, the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. The one that turned the water into wine, he breaking bread and fish, feeding thousands of people. He got all this at his hands. When the devil tempted him, remember in the beginning, right after he got baptized, it took him into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, right? Are y'all with me? Right after John baptized him, right after that, he was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. Everything the devil was saying to him, he already had it. You can turn this water, this rock into bread. I could, yeah, of course I can. But I ain't got to do it for you, because if I do it because you told me to, now I'm no longer only doing what my Father tells me to do. I'm doing what you told me to do. You understand that now? Jesus looked like a wimp, but he's smarter than all of us on that part. It's just cast yourself down and then say, angels going to catch you. Of course they're going to catch me. But I ain't got to do it for you. Bow down, I give you all these things. Did you not know that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof? You didn't know that? You didn't know that, devil? Jesus, the Lord of lords, King of kings, everything. He's the only son. He knows exactly who he is. And even him, although he thought it not a robbery to be equal with God, humbled himself. Humility means I totally depend on God. And he humbled himself and put himself in a position. I give it to you. Can I break it down in layman's terms? Jesus knew who he was, knew he was the only one, knew he had access to all of it, but still prayed more than everybody. Jesus still worked harder than the rest. He still spent more time. Could you not pray with me for an hour? Remember he asked him? Could you not pray with me for an hour? Still prayed more than them all. But it's him. It's him. He's the Messiah. He's not practicing to be the Messiah, right? He already is. Like, he's not working himself up. No, he already. And he knew who he was. But yet I pray. Yet I seek the will of my Father. And yet I don't do nothing but what my Father tells me to do. And yet I push the issue. Although I know I'm Lord of all, I push the issue like a servant. There's a power in it. So here we are now. We older. We the older brother. We mad because God going to use younger brother to come back in and maybe do greater things in the kingdom we do, and we mad. But you're mad at yourself. Don't ever take your garden for granted. What God planted you, don't take it for granted. Let me talk literally here at Every Christian Word Training Center. I'm literally here with Apostle. I'll tell somebody today, man, like, I really had to sit there and think about it, and I always do, but I think about what God has put in our midst. So biblical proportions. You know Apostle walked in all five-fold ministry gifts? You know he's walked in all offices? Come on, do y'all understand that? Do y'all know? I sat in our lives, I kind of said, oh, wow. You name where you seen that at. I'll wait. We come and act like it's normal, happenstance. Then we get mad, no, nothing happened. Oh, well, all that, you're ever with me. And all thou has done. Everything that's on this ministry, everything that's on Apostle, should be on us. If you understand, thou art ever with me. And all that I have is thine. What you complaining about? You complain? Well, I'm going to tell you when to complain. You want to know when to complain? You don't know when to complain? Tomorrow morning you get up and you start wiping the crust out your eyes. You're looking in that mirror. Complain to that person. And tell him, hey, bro, you need to do more. I heard God tell me that the other day. I don't know the God, you know how he talked to me? He said, come on, bro, get it together. That's how he said it. Come on, bro. Get it together. You can do a little bit more than this, bro. Come on. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? Well, Lord, I'm on the field already. I'm doing the logic. No, come on, bro. Get it together. And push the issue. Which way are you directing your faith? I'll show you where your faith, that where faith without is dead. So that means there's got to be some work. Right? Lord, line me up. He said, well, faith, I have faith. I'm going to give you a rundown. You ready for this? I'm about to give you real quick. He said, well, faith comes by what? Yeah. All right, there we go. So now what we're hearing develops our faith. All right. Then say, faith is a substance of things, hope for the evidence of hope. Not my hope. Where's my hope? All right. Then it said, faith without is what? Yeah. So now we got our hearing, our hope, and our working. All right. Then he put it together and said, faith was working. Your works. Faith works. Where's your love? Where your love? I'll show you where your love at. Your love is where you work at the most. Uh-oh. Love where you put most of your effort. I could be in the house and it's already done and have it all from it and never benefit from it. Because I'm not pushing the issue. Because I don't know faith. I don't know who I am. It's possibly so that, no, not possibly so. More should be happening for you. More should be going on. You should be receiving more. You should be making more change where you are. Because you're in the house. You here. You here at class tonight. But we in there, and we don't know who we are. One of the things about, I was talking about Jesus, he worked harder than everybody else. I saw this, I saw, you know, God administers grace. I taught this last week. But God administers grace through his man, through his gifts, right? Ain't no grace in the air. It's through his man. There's a level of grace you're going to receive from your instructors. In a little while, what are you doing? Huh? You just need to hurry up. Where's this class? Hurry up. I just want to hear the other class. I don't really want to hear this class. There's a level of grace you're going to miss out on. Huh? I saw an apostle. I see an apostle. And I don't know anything else but this about him. Right, and this is, I praise God for this too, because I don't have to make up no stories. I ain't got to lie up here. He be praying, but I be lying because I know he don't be praying. I ain't got to do that. I thank God for him every day, because I can. It's a witness to me. It's the greatest man I know behind Jesus, and one of the best examples of what Jesus looks like. Couldn't see Jesus physically. I mean, unless he come down to see what you do. If he show up, hey Jesus, I'm excited to see you. But I couldn't see him physically. I didn't walk around, but I can see what he looked like. And tirelessly. I told some people the other day, and I'll say it again with this group. I don't know about 50, 56 people here. He got more money than all of us put together. Amen. Times, a couple times, a few times, whatever. A thousand times. I mean, I don't. Yet he prayed more than us all. Amen. The best way, Paul said, not as though I've already attained. I don't act like I already got something. Right? But you already got it, though. So I'm a real quick study. I know my time. A real quick study. You ready? Here's how you get there. You ready? I think I'm going to say it quick. You're probably going to walk, go watch back or whatever. Here's how you get there. Number one, not as though I've already attained. So I don't act like I already got it. I never act like I don't got it, because if you look around, you don't got it. Look around what you're supposed to have, what to say I'm supposed to have, and then what I don't got it. Okay, so not as though I've already attained. Because I can't act like I already attained, because I ain't attained. All right, but not as though I've already attained. But the next thing is, but it's already done. All right? So I don't act like I've already attained it all, but I know that it's already done. So now I've got to, like they say in Haggai, consider my ways. I put on clothes, but still cold. I drink, but I'm still thirsty. I eat, but I'm still hungry. I bring in wages. I work hard and bring in wages, but I put it in bags with holes in it. Consider your ways. So now James 1:5 says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. So let me go ask God where I'm missing it, where I'm slack at, God. Where is it that I'm not pushing the issue enough? And I find that spot. And I listen to what he tells me in that thing, and then I turn it up. Come on, do your hand like that. Then I turn it up. I turn it up. I take that and I turn it up. Apostles are example, man. Listen, I see people, all right, people leaving this school, and I'll never see their face again. Stupid. They got alumni right now that didn't sign up for the alumni. Stupid. What is wrong? I called you Montreal. I did it. We put it on the bottom of the screen, stupid, like, you know, a little rolling car screen. Yeah. Amen. It don't make no sense. Amen. Where you going off trying to, you want your, you came to school and got your papers. Now you going off for your riotous living. Amen. Yeah,